All right, man, we are back. I think this is episode 163 of my podcast, The Best of Seven Sports Talk. Welcome back, you guys. I'm Seven Mitchell. Salute to the NBA community. Joined by a special guest, man, a friend of the family, as always, man, Rasheed White from Sports to the Wire. Back at it with us. Big time Brooklyn Nets fan. You know I had to bring him back. Rasheed, what's happening, G?
What's good, kid? What's good? Thank you for bringing me on, man. You know, it's always a pleasure to be on here, man.
Man. You know, so much has happened with your team since the last time you were on show. The last time you were on our show, Kyrie was in a uniform in Brooklyn. KD was in a uniform in Brooklyn. Like, how are you feeling today, brother? Let me start it off with that.
I don't know. I have mixed emotions. You know, I look at the situation now. I did a video earlier today saying that, man, was Sean Marks a prophet or oracle, or was he actually just got freaking lucky because KD is actually out for the rest of the season now? And in the summertime, he didn't want to trade him for anything. All of a sudden now, he asked for a trade. Let's get him the hell out of here, man. So I don't know how I'm actually feeling. So I'm in a way, I actually feel good. I just think we need another piece. Will that be trades for someone or free agency? And I think it has to be a trade route because, I the way they handled the whole KD, Kyrie, even James Harden, man. I didn't like the way Sean Marks actually handled James Harden. All you actually had to do was just hold on to these guys, let them retire or finish or whatever. Don't make it look like it's your fault, and you're good to go, man. You will have, like, other, you know, marquee free agents get lucky or something like that. And Anthony's absolutely correct, man. Brooklyn knew something, or he got lucky. I'm thinking, like, Brooklyn knew something. Yeah.
And so, wait a minute. I'm going to have to take my glasses off for this show. I can already see it. So let me get this straight. So what you are saying is that Brooklyn dodged the because KD had this freak injury. You know you being disrespectful to Kevin Durant, right?
Yo, he's one of my favorite players in NBA history, man. He's like, man, my second behind Jason Kidd. You know, Jason Kidd is my favorite player, and then KD second. But he had two knee injuries. You know, two knee injuries now. And I was saying in my video, I was like, man, I don't see this happening to Giannis. I don't see this happening to Jokic. I don't see this happening to Joel Embiid. You know, it's just two knee injuries, and now there's foot injury over here, man. So I'm like, man, and then what's the psychological impact on that? You know, because now is he gonna be afraid to actually like explode and how he plants and he's going to be second guessing himself now. And I'm like, I know I would if that happened to me, man. And that's just weird. I mean, man, I played over thousands and thousands of basketball games, man. Thousands of games, and even more practices. That never happened to me. So I'm just trying to see, like, man, how would that affect me if I was actually playing? I would be worried. And so them lower extremity injuries are actually serious, man. You know, and there's a conditioning aspect that actually comes to that. Cause now, for 3 or 4 weeks, he can't really condition. Like, what is he going to do? He can't play no basketball. He can't really, you know, do any kind of cardio.
He just been conditioning. KD just came back from the MCL injury. He just,
you know what I'm saying? But, like, he ain't going to really be able to, like, really, like, work out or anything like that cardio-wise. You know, you want to rest the foot.
It's unfortunate, man, because I actually thought about what you brought up. I thought about this morning. I'm like, man, KD, when you think about it, he really has a real injury history. We talk about Anthony Davis. Yeah, Kevin Durant, it seems to be a problem. And when I watched what happened, you know, yesterday, it was just a freak accident. But,
yeah,
you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And then I was thinking, I'm like, damn, Brooklyn may have dodged the bullet. But let's be real. Y'all wanted Kevin Durant. Let's not act like y'all benefited by KD leaving because he got hurt. Y'all still want Kevin Durant. Y'all still need really Kevin Durant at this point. I know Bridges is doing this
thing. No, but I agree. I definitely agree. But if he's hurt, listen, you could be, you know, like you know, one of your videos, you made an employer reference, and you could be the best person in the world, but if you don't show up and you're not there to really produce, then
doesn't matter.
Yeah, man. You know, so if he's injured all the time, if he's hurt, he's 35 years old, Seven. Let's remember this. He's 35. And I meant to even go into more like elaboration on that video, man, because I wanted to show some clips. I should have prepared better of old KD when he was like a Giannis Antetokounmpo, just coming in, dunking on people. You know, right. You don't see it even before the injuries. You don't see that KD anymore. You know, you don't see
well,
that.
We got a fire show today, guys. You know what I mean? Boys and girls, appreciate you guys joining us tonight. We about to get the show started, man. Salute to you guys. Make sure y'all smash that like button if you come in. And make sure you guys, if you're new to the channel, subscribe. We got a dope show this evening. Y'all already know the vibe. Salute to my guys in the Basement Sports Podcast. We in the building. You already know what the business is, man. Salute to you, my G. Big up to my dog, Anthony, as always. Availability is crucial, man. This is episode, I think, 163. We got a fire show today, so we about to get into things, man. Before we get started, just a quick reminder, man, make sure that you guys follow me everywhere on social media 24/7 if you guys enjoy daily NBA content. Also, become a member today here at the Best of Seven on YouTube, man. I'm definitely trying to build up the membership, so you guys support the channel, support the network any way that you can. Become a member. Joined today. Salute to my guy joining me today. Of course, Rasheed White with Sports to the Wire podcast on YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe to Sports to the Wire as well. Great daily NBA content. My man Rasheed White be giving it up. So let's get into the first quarter, man. I want to get into your team. Let's take the warm-ups off. Let's talk about the Kings of New York. Let's talk about the New York Knicks. Let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets. By you being a Brooklyn Nets supporter, I got a couple questions to ask you in all reality. Who is the best team? Forget the record. Who is the best team in New York at this point, as of today?
Man, it's tough right now with the way Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle's playing. And you have Mikal Bridges. And I say if Nets are actually healthy, the Brooklyn Nets, Ben Simmons, if we can get him back from this back stuff, man, this back injury and this knee injury, get him back 100%, then I would say the Brooklyn Nets. Ben Simmons, you can say whatever you want, man. He was a 3-time All-Star, 26 years old, matchup nightmare.
I know.
Bridges is like a little poor man's KD. You know, I'm looking at his game. I'm analyzing his game, man. And I'm going to do a video either tonight or tomorrow, man. And I think Mikal Bridges is like a poor man's Kevin Durant if you actually look at the similarities in that game.
You really think you're going to come up here on my show and try to give Ben Simmons some type of praise and get away with it? You know I'm not jacking
looking
that,
at future projections over here, man. Listen, I want to see you do a show on Zion Williamson on how many games.
Oh my God. Over here,
don't get me started. I don't hear nobody talking about Zion. Like, what's up with that?
Don't get me started on that.
He's
going
to miss the whole season, like the rest of the year. He's not playing. He's done. Zion done. So why nobody talking about that?
I don't talk about that bus. My brother K Doze, he always asks me about Zion Williamson. I mean, this guy has averaged, I think, 28 and a half games for his whole career. That's the amount of games he's played average for his NBA career.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about no Zion.
Got more. Ben Simmons definitely has more, you know, like he played more games. He just had a back injury, man. And nobody's saying
Stop with this. Please stop with this BS, though, Rasheed. Like, you start, like, and this is why I wanted to start with this New York conversation, because I needed to get you riled up. I knew you was going to come to my show tonight. I knew you was going to be on this type of time. You still giving Ben Simmons a pass after all the conversations you and I had? Really?
Yo, I had two back injuries playing basketball, hooping. The last back injury, man, I was even contemplating even playing again. You know, that was some of the worst pain I ever felt in my life, man. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. So I just understand what he's actually going through. And then I looked up the surgery that he actually had. It takes a full year for him to really kind of get the explosiveness back. And then once he actually gets it back, listen, he was being compared to Magic Johnson and LeBron James. You know,
who's he getting compared to now? Who's he getting compared to now?
He's hurt. What do you want the man to do? If
just answer the question, Rasheed. See, you want to dance around this.
So Lonzo Ball's out. You know, Lonzo Ball's out. LaMelo's out. Zion out. I mean, there's a lot of players that are actually injured, man. KD's out. You know,
absolutely. So don't make injury this much of an excuse for Ben Simmons, because when Ben Simmons was playing, when Ben Simmons didn't have this back injury, he was giving us multiple 0-point games this season. You forgot when KD went down with the MCL?
I did a video on that. I showed exactly where he had another back injury, and he went to he took it to the hole on Steven Adams. And then he actually got hit in his back. In that game, I believe he had 22 points. And before that, he was actually doing well. And, yeah, you haven't played basketball in a year and a half. You know, there's going to be some injuries that actually happens. And, listen, praise him for actually playing, man. He was out there playing with a bad knee. And, like I said, that back injury, man,
I really got to talk to the bosses. You really sat up here and said we should praise Ben Simmons for playing.
Yeah,
what is he
man.
Doing? Playing what? He's just at another least, man on the court.
Listen, you can go look at the numbers. He's a net positive when he's on the floor. You know, they're better with him on the floor. The ball moves better. The ball doesn't stick.
Are you surprised about the New York
AAU
Knicks?
Basketball over here, man. He plays organized basketball, man. Like, he moves the basketball. He doesn't hold it. Okay. He doesn't stat pad. You know, he moves the ball. He plays defense.
I don't think Rasheed must be watching it different. I got to watch it. I must, you know, my television must be not working right, bro. We must be watching different games, because the Ben Simmons you keep talking about and the Ben Simmons that I'm watching in a Brooklyn Nets uniform is not the same players. Let me ask you about the Knicks, though. Are you surprised about how well these guys are playing this late?
I'm surprised about Julius Randle. He's in great shape. His attitude is better. You know, he's like, you see him like on the sidelines breathing, you know, trying to keep, you know, trying to not to be so emotional. So, I mean, he's actually playing really well, and he's in great shape, and he's been carrying them pretty much. And I'm surprised. I am shocked, because I didn't, you know, Julius Randle last year was a low basketball IQ player. You saw little glimpses of this, you know, of it this year. He would be triple teamed, and he's still trying to take the ball up where you got like wide open teammates, like, yo, pass the ball out, man. You know, so stuff like that. So he's actually trusting his teammates more. And I'm surprised that they actually, you know, I'm really surprised that the other guys, Quentin Grimes, is actually coming to his own, and Tibbs is actually a good coach.
How far can the New York Knicks go in the Eastern Conference playoffs? Realistically, can they win a round?
It depends on the matchup, man. You know, the playoffs are about matchups.
Sound like you doubting
it. Depends. It looks like right now, it looks like Cleveland will be their first round matchup. And you know, they got Jared Allen in there, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and they got great defense. And they will have to move the basketball consistently and not deviate from that. And I don't know. That's going to be a real, real tough one against Cleveland, because you got Donovan Mitchell. Who's going to match? You know, like, I don't know, man. It probably can go 7 games, man. I mean, this is a complicated NBA season right here, man. Really, really complicated NBA season. One of the most complicated.
You are true.
Because, like, yeah.
You're a true Brooklyn Nets fan. The way you hating on the Knicks right now is just total expectation.
No. I mean, it can go either way. They can get past the first round, or they could lose in the first round. I don't know. And like I said, it looks like Cleveland is going to be their first round opponent. What do you actually think? I mean, what do you think? Cleveland, New York Knicks, what do you actually think?
I think that New York could definitely I think that New York could definitely win the first round. What I want to know from you, though, is really how are you feeling? Because your team had the opportunity to take over New York. The Nets, as an organization, y'all have dropped the ball totally. Let me finish. There was no chance that Brooklyn was ever going to win over the fan base of the New York Knicks, no matter how bad the New York Knicks played, in my opinion. Then y'all got KD, Kyrie, and James Harden, and I'm like, wait a minute. The culture of basketball is now shifting over to Brooklyn. And y'all fumbled that within one, two seasons, bro. And y'all is never going to get it back, not with no Ben Simmons. So realistically, bro, how does that make you feel?
I'm still feeling kind of salty about it. I still want Sean Marks fired for squandering that. The whole James Harden scenario was Sean Marks only wanted to give him 3 years, $161 million, while James Harden was looking for 5 years, $252 million. And you look, you see the way James Harden is actually playing now. You're not asking James Harden to be Houston James Harden. You know, you're just asking him to actually be the third wheel, a third banana right there. And the whole Kyrie Irving situation, he screwed that whole thing up by actually noted in the bottom four.
Okay. He said the Knicks wouldn't beat the Cleveland Cavaliers if the Knicks had to play with Cleveland, they wouldn't win.
The Knicks wouldn't win or they would win?
He said no way in hell the Knicks would win. He said if they played Cleveland, that'd probably be the only team they would win in a seven-game series. I think they could beat Philly if James Harden is not playing at the level he's playing. If you put it all on Joel Embiid, I think they could do that.
Joel Embiid is a problem, man. I mean, we'll get to that later. Yeah, he's a beast. But yeah, but getting back to the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, basically, so Kyrie Irving, it was just crazy, man. The injury, you look at the year that they was on, they played Boston. I mean, they could have, you know, just injuries kind of derailed the whole situation. And then Sean Marks and the owner, Joe Tsai, not actually staying out of the way. You know, listen, you're not a basketball guy. Just stay out of the way. You hired a general manager or you have a general manager, you know, just stay out of the way. You don't know no damn basketball, man. So they should have just gave Kyrie Irving the money. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, give Kyrie Irving the money. And Kevin Durant, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. It's not, I just don't want to place it totally on Sean Marks. You know, but KD got to stick up. He said, no, I don't want to deal with the, you know, like, I'm like, yo, get in Joe Tsai's face, get in Sean Marks' face and say, yo, sign him. Stop playing games. No stipulations or anything like that. If you want me here, you want Kyrie. It's a package deal. It's the same thing with James Harden, you know, and like you listen to Kevin Durant, he's like, oh, I don't want to get involved with the contract nonsense. He wants to kind of stay out of the way, but you know, this is all on him for not being a leader over here, man. You wanted James Harden, just like how James Harden left in when he was with the OKC Thunder. He should have learned back then. You know, that was a power. I mean, nobody was beating that team, man. Three superstars.
All I know is one thing's for sure, two things for certain. Your team has been the biggest disappointment in NBA history. And before we end this first quarter of the show talking about the Kings of New York, let me ask you a realistic question. What can your team do to turn it around? I'm not talking championship, but I'm talking be respectable. What can
there'll be questions in terms of Cam Johnson and he turned down a 4-year $72 million contract. So I don't know what actually happens with him now. Is he a number two or is he a number three? You know, so far, I mean, he showed really good flashes with the Phoenix Suns. They've been winning some games now. I just think they need to get Ben Simmons back healthy 100%. You have five guys that can actually switch almost everything for the most part. You know, Cam Johnson can actually guard. You got Dorian Finney-Smith who can guard 1-5. Mikal Bridges 1, maybe 3, 4, depending on the actual matchup. And Nicholas Claxton. So you got five guys who can almost switch every single, you know, they'll be a really, really, really tough out for any team. And Mikal Bridges, I mean, he looks like a poor man's KD. A poor man's KD, Kevin Durant, pretty much, in terms of like how he actually plays. The mid-range shot, the way he's actually able to fake cross finish left. I'm like, oh, I didn't know Mikal Bridges actually had that in his bag. The way he actually cuts.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Rasheed, but it's getting ridiculous, bro. It really is getting ridiculous.
I said poor man's KD. I didn't say Kevin Durant.
It's not even that. I asked you about 2 minutes ago. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating with the time left. What can your Brooklyn Nets team do to turn it around? And you go through this whole soliloquy.
I did a video on that on the next.
Yeah, this is my thing though, Rasheed. You go through this whole list of different things, and getting rid of Ben Simmons is not part of your equation. And I don't understand how
he's a 7 foot point guard. He's a 7 foot point guard. They don't grow on trees. They don't grow on trees. I'm sorry, they don't grow on trees. He's a 7 foot point guard. I'm not getting rid of him. Just like when you get Victor Wembanyama, are you getting rid of him? Hell no.
He's going to be a bust. He's going to be a bust. I don't. Ooh, Victor Wembanyama? Camping with him. Yes. I'm not jacking that kid. I'm not jacking him. I'm not jacking Chet Holmgren from OKC. Them guys is not going to be like that, bro. They too little.
No, I mean, Victor's a little bit different. And you know, but with Chet Holmgren, I mean, I'm just saying,
Victor's Ben Simmons smaller than KD was.
Well, they can build up over time. I mean, you know that they got to hit the weight room, and there's a whole development thing. And Victor has actually played against some pro competition out there. It's actually better than the college competition here in the United States. So we'll actually see what happens over there, man. You know, they actually focus more on skill development. You know, you see how Luka actually came out versus players here in the United States. But yeah, Ben Simmons, right, 7 foot point guard. I have to ride with him on something different.
I want to move on to the rest of my show, man. Let's get into this quarter of the show. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. You guys, Seven Mitchell in the building. We got Rasheed White from Sports to the Wire joining us, man. Let's get into the second quarter, second topic of discussion this evening. Let's talk about Ja Morant and this whole situation going on with Ja. Now, Ja Morant was suspended 2 games by the team. It was increased to 4 games, Rasheed. And the police department yesterday announced that their investigation shown that they didn't have enough evidence to charge him with anything criminally. And today, the head coach made some type of announcement that Ja Morant is going to be actual process, and there's going to be steps that he is going to have to take before rejoining the team. Similar to what your owner, Joe Tsai, did to Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn, but he did not disclose what those steps actually were. What's your reaction to this whole Ja Morant fiasco that has happened over the last 72 hours for the most part?
Well, I'm glad there wasn't any charges actually pressed on him. I didn't see anything there to actually charge him with. Maybe, I mean, brandishing a firearm, but, you know, there was nothing in a threatening manner to say, like, okay, aggravated assault. Because, you know, if you point a firearm at somebody and threaten them, you can get an aggravated assault charge. So I didn't see any of that there. Playing around with the gun, I don't know. Was there people around him or anything like that? I mean, the video doesn't actually show that. It just shows him pretty much by himself. So, yeah, if I was the DA, I wouldn't press any charges on that. Either hell, yeah, letting other criminals go for not, for even worse. You know, so they charged Ja with anything, I would have been pissed and I would have been an uproar and start some type of a protest or something like that. But now the steps that he actually has to take, I don't know, man. I mean,
you jacking that? You jacking that Ja Morant take some type of steps to rejoin that?
I don't know what they want him to say. I mean, the NBA actually did a whole anti-gun thing. And, you know, for some reason, there's a lot of people out there that are anti-gun. You know, they hate guns. And hopefully the NBA is not using this as some type of political agenda and trying to use, you know, Ja Morant as an example. And which would be really, really sad if that was actually the case, because
they're going to use Ja for an example. They're going to use Ja for a scapegoat. It's happening right now. But the thing about it is, I can see the NBA constructing the situation where as though Ja would have to do some type of program or some type of outreach involving guns and stuff like that. I'm cool with that, especially with kids and all this gun violence and stuff that we got. But right now, all these penalties, the NBA is not even sanctioning these suspensions and things. They haven't even put their fingers on it. Memphis, the organization, is doing this. Like, how are you jacking Memphis going so hard to appease the optics or the public relations? How are they just disrespecting their superstar? This is the same thing your owner, Josiah, did to KD and Kyrie. And look how that, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I think I was going to look at your video about that later. I think I saw you put a video up about that later. Earlier, and yeah, I kind of agree with you for the most part. And we'll see what the community, what the fans actually have to say about that. What Ja has to say about that. But he's under contract. He will be a restricted free agent. So, unless he demands some type of a trade or something like that, then...
As he should,
I guess.
As he should. They some snakes in the grass, bro. They just... That's just... Yo, that... I'm not jacking that, bro. I'm not. I'm really not jacking it.
Yeah,
I mean, and watch how big they talk, because they just beat Golden State. They just beat Golden State tonight. Watch how they start talking like they can do things without Ja.
Nah, they need Ja Morant. That's already proven last year in the playoffs. They need Ja Morant. You know, Desmond Bane can't just do it by himself. I mean, he's really your only.
Well, Josiah know he needed KD and Kyrie. They didn't stop him.
Yeah, but that's true. That's true. That's a whole nother conversation. That's like more political, like politics. That's like a whole like political kind of situation right there. What Josiah was doing, they really mad about Kyrie Irving about that vaccine. I mean, they had whole plans about those vaccines and the vaccine passports. And I mean, they had a big, big, big role. And Kyrie screwed that whole thing up, man, because he has millions and millions and millions of followers. They're like, you know, there was a lot of plans that was actually messed up about that. I mean, that's
Fuck that vaccine. Fuck the vaccine, y'all. If y'all didn't take the vaccine, I'm not judging nobody, man. For real. They did that man dirty.
You didn't take it, though, right?
No.
Okay.
I ain't jacking that shit because I felt like the damn COVID was brought here by the government. I'm not jacking none of that. Dead ass. So much respect to whoever decided to do it. I'm not knocking nobody that needed to do it because you got family, you got coworker. I'm not knocking nobody, but the way they tried to spin it and make Kyrie seem like he's so unavailable to play, he wasn't there for his team.
Yeah, there was people more powerful Brooklyn people had beyond Josiah that's very, very upset with
your
Kyrie
team. Your team like had that. The opportunity to play Kyrie Irving on the road, and they chose not to. They were so about appeasing to the public perception that they were going to keep their foot on Kyrie's neck. Your team could have been had Kyrie on the court, at least playing road games. But y'all didn't want that. But then they want to turn around and say that he wasn't available.
I
called
for the owner to be fired. I said, yeah, I mean, I'm to sell the team and Sean Marks to be fired. I mean, you know, they were trying to use these sports players as pawns. you know, a lot, not just NBA players, but a lot of NFL players, to try to get the people that watch sports, whether that be soccer, MLB, NBA, NFL, to actually try to take that vaccine. You know, so that's what that was really all about, man, is trying to use these guys as pawns just to get, you know, and I mean, it was messed up. It was really just, I credit Kyrie Irving, man. He saved, you know, a lot of people. I'll just put it to you like that, man.
Rasheed, you are representing a horrible, disgusting organization in the NBA. I'm going to give you the chance of a lifetime live here tonight on the Best of Seven. Rasheed White, I'm going to give you a chance to come on over, bro. We got about less than 20 games left. We are on a run. Come on over to the West, man. Put on that purple Lakers and gold. Drop that Brooklyn Nets flag, bro. Come on over to Lake of Land, bro. Come over to the Lake Show, because we about to get it popping. You need to get like rid of this whole Brooklyn Nets flag.
I love D'Angelo Russell's game. I might just take you up on that offer, man.
I'm telling you, man. Come on over, man.
You should come on over to the Clippers now, man. Look like the Clippers, they won a couple of games in a row now. So, I mean, they actually, but KD injured and he all hindered, you know, one of the two. Yeah, hey, they don't be surprised, man, if the Clippers actually make some noise and possibly can come out the West.
Next topic, the Clippers, on they actually, the show.
They finished with Terrence Mann instead of Russell Westbrook down the stretch.
Next topic on the show here on the Best of Seven Sports Talk. We got to get into Russell Westbrook and the LA Clippers. Last time she joined me, Russell Westbrook was in purple and gold. He is now a LA Clipper. And since he's been a Clipper, what are they, like 2-6 on the year?
Yeah. They lost.
You just
four,
mentioned he got
2-6. Yeah.
They lost 4-5. Yeah. You mentioned he got benched in the third last game, and Terrence Mann played him and Eric Gordon. They pretty much played the majority of the fourth quarter. This was, I think, the second game in a row Ty Lue had opted to sit Russell Westbrook down because of the mistake making. And I told them, I said, the biggest problem that the Clippers are going to have with Russell is that they're about to take him out of the element that the Lakers had put him in a position to do. Allowing Russell Westbrook to be a starter was just going to increase the lack of this smart decision-making. I knew this was going to happen. That's why when people felt like Russell going across the hall was going to be such a threat to the Lakers, I said, no way. His mental basketball IQ is not great enough.
Your boy Dreamers Pro disagreed with you, man. He's a Clipper fan.
Dreamers Pro ain't my boy. He ain't my boy. Yeah. That's your boy. Shit. That is real boy.
He said it was going to be a good signing. He said it was going to be a great signing. I said, you don't look at all the mistakes. I was watching one of the Clippers games in that loss, and he actually threw a post-entry pass. I forgot to who it was. He just throws it right into the cameras, man. I mean, come on. You can't make a post-entry pass, man. I mean,
he has the four point guard. Russell Westbrook has some of the worst hands in NBA history.
No, I'm talking about
it's
him
like
throwing
hot potato.
The ball.
I watched the
like
game.
Somebody's posting up or fronting, and he just throws the ball. I forgot who it was, man. I wanted to write it down. I'm like, he just throws the ball right out of bounds. You know, see, like the one of the Clippers players had a smaller player got switched on to him, so he's calling for the ball, and Russell Westbrook just throws the ball, and it was like right by the baseline, and then Russell Westbrook actually throws the ball right out of bounds, man, over the player's head. Right into the cameraman. I'm like,
clearly it was a mistake allowing Russell Westbrook to start Terrence Mann. But it looks like in hindsight, Ty Lue has seen the error of his ways. Kawhi Leonard is playing just about every game at this point. I believe the Clippers have just moved up to the sixth seed in the Western Conference after their win last night. How serious do you take the Clippers towards the NBA playoffs this season now that they got Russell Westbrook?
I mean, I mean, if they could play faster, and Russell is, see, you, I mean, Russell Westbrook would be a good fit if his, like you said, decision making, man. Like, he would get a fast break. It would be a 1-on-2 fast break. Instead of waiting for his teammates to get set in, like, a good position to do something, he'll try to take on those two players and then winds up missing the shot. I mean, he's just such a low basketball IQ player, man. Probably one of the worst I've ever seen. And I just
– at that, you know, position.
Yeah, at that position. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he can't shoot, and then he just takes a lot of bad shots – shot selections. I mean, you played with guys like Westbrook, man, who we call them like the black holes or somebody that goes nut. And when you got somebody that takes shots like that, you'd be like, man, you just don't, like, you know, the energy gets sucked out of you, man. You know what I'm saying? And you could be wide.
So what about the team as a whole? Can they make a threat?
Can they make a run? Yeah, between Kawhi, you got Kawhi. You just need a good point guard, and it seemed like they have it in Terrence Mann. And look, like Eric Gordon, he had, was it one game? He had 7 or 8 assists. So, yeah, man, I think he can actually, they can actually make some noise. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't come out because of Kawhi Leonard, especially if he can turn back the clock and, you know, get his confidence back, you know, those injuries, and not have to worry about being hurt or anything like that.
If they play the Lakers in the playoffs, 7-game series, you got the Clippers beating the Lakers? Everybody healthy. Everybody playing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. I would say so because it depends on LeBron. That's the whole key. If LeBron is actually – man, that's tough, man.
Your camera went out.
Yeah, I know. I got to change the battery on it.
Your camera went out.
Yeah, you heard? I got to change the battery
on it. We're about to get you a rechargeable – oh, all right.
Yeah, give me like a couple of minutes, Kyrie. Show 4-7.
Anthony, you said you got the Lakers 4-1 over the Clippers. It's only going 5.
It depends. It depends on LeBron James. It all depends on LeBron James' health. I would take the Lakers in like maybe 6 games, 7 games, because now you got D'Angelo Russell, who can actually be a spot up 3-point shooter. So it's not going to be easy to load up on LeBron like that. But I would take the Lakers over the Clippers because the Clippers, I don't know. They got to show me more. That's the thing. They got to show me more.
This is the Best of 7 Sports Talk, guys. 7 Mitchell in the building, man. Make sure you guys, again, follow me everywhere on social media. If you guys enjoy daily NBA content, 24/7, 365. Y'all already know how we do, man. We got Rasheed White with Sports to the Wire. About to get into the second half of the show in a couple of minutes. Salute to everybody joining us tonight here at the Best of 7. Make sure, again, you follow us everywhere on social media. Check us out 24/7, 365. We're chopping it up, talking about this thing we love called basketball. So we pretty much ran down our thoughts and our opinions on the whole Ja Morant situation. We talked about the Kings of New York, the Brooklyn Nets versus the New York Knicks. Rasheed and I myself just finished conversating about Russell Westbrook and the Clippers, man. As far as my opinion, you know, me being the Lakers fan, I knew from the jump how this was going to go when it comes to that team because I read that book before with Paul George and Russell Westbrook. And I remember Paul George leaving Russell Westbrook for Kawhi Leonard. And I remember Russell Westbrook, I believe, trying to join Kawhi earlier, and it didn't happen. I remember some information that got leaked out. Something happened weird between those three back in 2019. So, and I watched how OKC, how, you know, Russell and Paul George played. I just knew it wasn't going to be nothing real. And allowing Russell now to be a starter in LA to appease him doesn't make sense. He was playing exceptionally well coming off of the bench this season with the Lakers. He was getting other people involved. He was my pick for the sixth man of the year. So to shake that up, I knew the Clippers didn't know what they was doing. And Ty Lue, he's trying to make the adjustment now. But I think he got exposed for his decision making, to be honest. And I know we put Ty Lue on a pedestal, but Ty Lue ain't really done nothing without LeBron. Let's be real.
Most definitely, man. But the, you know, the key thing is actually guys have to be healthy. You know, that's the whole thing when it comes to basketball. And it depends on what type of injuries too that you actually have that can actually determine your success. You know, so it all depends on that. But let me just always try to keep a battery charged here. My 4-7. 1 second.
All good, G. All good.
5 seconds.
My guy Anthony said Russ and KD should have stayed together in OKC. They were right there.
Nah.
No, you don't think they should have stayed that out? They was up 3-1 on Golden State. They was up 3-1.
Russell Westbrook doesn't want to give KD the ball, man. He thinks he's better than KD.
Real interesting, man. Real interesting.
Oh, hold on. My camera is not coming on. What the hell is going on with this thing? All right. So for some weird reason, my camera is not connecting. What the fuck?
Let me see. I got another way. I should be able to do this way. Hold on. Always got to work around. All right, we good. I can just go on a solo.
Okay. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, you good. You good. You good.
Okay.
All right, man. I mean, let's just real quick, let's get into the second half of the show, man. Just a couple quick things I wanted to kind of run down, get your thoughts and opinions on. Luka Doncic. You watch Luka Doncic. Is Luka a crybaby? I'm watching Luka cry almost after every call. Every time something happened, he's running to the referee, and it seems to get played out by me. I know he's gotten some cachet over the league as being one of those guys, but I'm looking at Luka as being a crybaby, and I don't like what I'm seeing. Are you peeping what I'm talking about, and how do you think that's going to impact the team's success and the way people look at Luka as a star?
Yeah, I mean, he's always gonna be a star. He's always gonna be a star, but yeah, you can't be arguing with the referees, and especially like you're arguing with them and you're not getting back on defense. You see Grant Williams actually doing that, and Coach, what's his name for Boston, had to bench him one game for arguing with the referees too much. And but yeah, I mean, arguing with the referees, it all depends. I mean, if you're getting calls. I mean, you got to try something, man. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks doesn't really have much to work with right now. They lost Dinwiddie. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith.
Got Kyrie. Kyrie.
You need, like, you know, guys that can guard, man. Kyrie is 6'2". Yeah, and he also actually has to carry the offense somewhat. And you can't really ask him to, you know, I don't know. I just don't know if Kyrie's actually built for that, to go in there and be a high-level defender plus play offense and then carry the team. I mean, he can do it. He should.
Y'all ain't got no high-level defenders in Dallas. There ain't no high-level defenders in Dallas.
Yeah, they don't have any right now.
Luka's soft, bro. I'm just going to cut to the chase. Luka's soft. All this extra crap. I thought Luka was a tough guy. Luka, I'm not going to say tough guy as far as like a bully, but Luka's soft, bro. And I watched the way he tried to jump in Devin Booker's face at the end of the game versus Phoenix. I guess he figured Devin Booker was going back down to something. And as soon as Devin Booker didn't back down, Luka was the first one cracking a smile. Like, after he just jumped in his face, like, Luka is starting to show signs of being pussy.
He discarded Devin Booker off with try to get separation for the shot. He put his forearm into Devin Booker's chest. And discarded.
I'm talking about at the end, after the game.
No, that's what I'm saying. After the game. I was telling you to play. Yeah, no, that's what stirred that whole thing.
I watched the game. I watched the game. I don't need to know about the play. Yeah. I'm talking about what after Devin Booker said what he said, Luka jumped in Devin Booker's face like he was going to do something. And then when Devin Booker didn't lag back down, Luka had this goofy smirk on his face. Like, that's cowardly to me. And then when I watched the way he constantly complains to the refs, like, I don't know where he gets that from.
Spencer Dinwiddie does it too. He constantly is bitching to the referees. LeBron like is Luka always crying to the referees all the time.
Come on.
You see with LeBron too. You see with LeBron. Always complaining.
LeBron, his basketball IQ is the highest in the league. So nine times out of ten, if LeBron is complaining, is right because it's a missed call more than likely. Yeah. Luka be whining. I think there's a difference because it's clear that these referees be making mistakes, right?
It's not even like it doesn't even have to be necessarily calls on him. I was watching one of the Nets games and Cam Johnson picked up three. No bullshit fouls, ticky tack fouls, and I'm like, yo, why are you calling that nonsense, man? All right, yeah, I mean, everybody fouls. Everybody's gonna get fouled. You know, it happens. Street ball. You know, men's leagues. Everybody gets fouled, but it's how you actually get fouled. If you get fouled, it doesn't affect you, and you still got possession of the ball. Then stop calling that nonsense, man. So it could be a lot of different, you know, variables when it comes to Luka Doncic. They could, you know, the referees could be calling ticky-tack fouls, and he's actually getting upset about that, or he's not getting calls. And then on the other end, they're having calls on him, you know. So there's a lot of different reasons for why Luka is actually complaining to the referees. Because I would be too, man. Some of the stuff I'd be seeing with the referees, I'm like, yo, come on, man. You got to keep it consistent, man. You can't, like, call ticky-tack fouls for one team, and then on the other end, you're not calling the same calls.
I want to talk about Joel Embiid. I want to talk about the MVP race real quick. I want to talk about the MVP award. A lot of people felt like Joel got robbed last year of the MVP by Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is the leader right now in the MVP race. He's looking to get his third consecutive. But a lot of people feel like Joel should be getting the MVP award this year. I feel like Joel winning the MVP this season will be the worst thing for him and for the Philadelphia 76ers. Where are you at with Joel right now in the MVP race, and do you think him winning would be actually good or bad for the team's success?
Well, let's define the definition of an MVP. Who's most valuable? Not the best player. You know, because I think I seen Jokic get manhandled by Dwight Howard in that bubble. It was a playoff series between the Denver Nuggets.
He got manhandled by Embiid this season. Embiid just gave it to Joker.
Yeah, and shut him down. Dwight Howard shut him down. I said, yo, they're going to have to do some switching or something like that and to try to free up Jokic. But, like, they were physical, him and the AD, and then JaVale McGee was physical with Jokic and took him right out of the game. You're not doing that with Joel Embiid, you know? All right, let me get back to my definition of, like, MVP. Who's the valuable is, like, if I take Joel Embiid off of the Philadelphia 76ers and I take Jokic off of the Denver Nuggets, who's more valuable to their team? So, like, if Philadelphia wins more without Joel Embiid and Denver loses more without Jokic, then Jokic is the MVP. If it's vice versa, where Jokic is out, but the Denver Nuggets still wins a lot of games and then the Philadelphia 76ers lose a lot of games, then it's actually Joel Embiid that's actually more valuable.
What in the world? I am in a whirlwind right now. What are we talking about, Rashid? You spent me around, like, you went around the block like two or three times. If this
MJ retired, right? After MJ retired that first time, Scottie Pippen actually took the Chicago Bulls almost to the finals. He was a Hugh Hefner call from actually getting to the finals, you know. So Jordan wasn't. But
my question was Joel Embiid, him winning the MVP. What impact would that have on the team's success? I'm confused on how we're talking about Jordan and the Bulls.
I was giving you a metaphoric analogy, and what I'm saying is that, all right, I'll let me say this again. If I take Joker off of the Denver Nuggets and I take Joel Embiid off the Philadelphia 76ers, I want to see what team can actually – how many wins those teams generate without their two best players in terms of Jokic and the Philadelphia 76ers. If the Philadelphia 76ers loses more games with Joel out, and if the Denver Nuggets actually wins more games with the Joker out, then Joel is actually much more valuable to his team.
That's what I gotta talk to the bosses. You need to be drug tested. I'm gonna ask this question again. Hypothetically, if Joel Embiid wins the MVP, I don't even know why you mentioning Joker's name. We're talking about Joel Embiid specifically. If he wins it, is that good or bad for the growth of the 76ers? That's all I'm asking.
Rasheed, I think it's good. I mean, he really wants it. And whatever, you need motivation. I mean, whatever motivates him to actually stay in shape and keep working on his game, if that's what he truly wants, then if it motivates him to actually be the best version of himself, why not? What are you saying? It would be bad. So what's your reasons for it actually being bad?
The reason that you brought up.
They say great minds think alike, so.
But it's like, I fear that the motivation of him winning this MVP award after being robbed, after being put into work, after partially being disrespected for it this year, if he wins it, that's going to be his gratification for this season. You know how we just talked about how AD, this whole vibe we got from Anthony Davis in 2020 after he won that championship? Like that same AD, that hunger AD. We're starting to see a little bit of it now, but it seemed like AD was just totally satisfied after he won his chip with LeBron.
No, after he got his money. No, that was a contract year for AD. That was
he won a champion. What you think meant more? The championship or the contract?
The contract.
How? AD was going to get his money everywhere. AD was a classified top five player that season.
He took his foot off the gas a little bit after he got his money. You see this with a lot of players. I can give you a lot of examples.
He wasn't even hurt. Was Anthony Davis not a top five player in 2020?
He was. Contract season. Contract season. Yes.
In a contract season. So he's going to get his money regardless next year, whether it was with the Lakers, if he would have stayed in New Orleans. He was going to get his max dollars. So you're telling me that max dollars was more important to him than that championship? Yep. Really?
Yes. I don't think he's motivated by champ. Not every player is motivated by championships, man. Not everybody. This is why MJ is actually so special. This is why Kobe is so special, you know, because LeBron is really so special because it's not about the money. LeBron, through all those years, played like he was broke, like he was searching for his next contract, even though he was worth $500, $600 million. You know, it was about legacy with Kobe and MJ and LeBron. Yeah, I just don't get that vibe from Anthony Davis, man. You know, you see it with Deron Williams. I mean, there's a lot of players I've seen this with, man. They do what they got to do to get their money, and then that's it. And I was like, all right, I'll just do just enough just to stay on the court, man. They don't do the extra things.
I'm trying to think if it was Jalen Rose or if it was Vince Carter. They had brought this up. I want to ask you, does LeBron deserve a statue in L.A.? Come on, I mean, with it, hater.
He brought him a championship. I think you need a larger sample size of LeBron being there. I just think you do, man. I think you do. I mean, because you got the one championship. If you look at the other guys that actually was with Shaq, got three rings. Magic had, was it like five rings? You know, then you had Kareem. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, guys that have multiple successful seasons or like, you know, deep, deep playoff runs. And LeBron, and it's not his fault. It's not his fault, pretty much. It's hard because, you know, you got to look at the management. You got to look at Jeannie Buss. I mean, she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. I mean, she got all these people in her ear, you know, telling her this, telling her that. Magic, Kurt Rambis, Phil Jackson,
You got Kobe, you know, when he was alive. I mean, you have all these people. Listen, you have an owner, you got a president of basketball operations, you have a general manager, and your coaches. There has to be some structure. And from the top up, you know, even when you had what was Jeannie Buss's brother's name? I forgot his name. But he was a F up, man. He was a fuck up, you know? So I don't think you can blame that on LeBron, though.
Okay, so answer my question. What do those people have to do with LeBron's statue in LA?
No, they didn't have
because what I heard you say is that you need a bigger sample size of LeBron in LA for him to want to get a statue.
You do.
How?
It's not. I don't know. I'm torn because I don't know. You can't blame LeBron. You know, LeBron
for
was
what?
Injured.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about blame? I asked a question that doesn't even involve Jeannie Buss in the organization. Fine.
I would have never traded for Anthony Davis. I said it before; it was a mistake.
They won a championship. How was that a mistake? They won a championship.
Come on, man. Are you serious, bro? Are you serious?
They didn't.
They have 4 months. They have 4 months off.
Everybody had 4 months off.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. So Rashee White, you're gonna sit here on and tell the American public that in 2020 that the Lakers were the only team in the National Basketball Association to have 4 months off because of COVID.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. LeBron had a bunch of injuries. AD had a bunch of injuries, and then they actually have 4 months to actually recover. And we know, like, there's the travel. The travel kills you. You know, it's a lot to actually travel from one coast to another coast. The role players, they don't play well on the road.
All that got eliminated. So we everybody's in a stationary place so we can play ball. The whole road trips and all of that was eliminated in the bubble. So the best of the
best.
But
it's a factor. It's a factor. The pressure of the fans. I mean, all that stuff is an actual factor when it actually comes to, you know that already. Come on, Seven.
I don't know nothing. I know the Lakers won. That's what I know. I know the Lakers won the championship. All right,
you're biased, but we gotta be pragmatic now, man. We gotta be pragmatic. You gotta.
I'm speaking facts. How am I being biased? I'm speaking facts.
On. Take the fanboy cap off and put your analyst cap on.
Fanboy, who won the championship in 2020? That's all I'm asking. The first year that Anthony Davis comes to the Lakers, I'm speaking all facts. All facts.
Yeah, championship. But they played the Miami Heat, a fifth seed. They were the fifth. I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. Just
now you want to blame LeBron for Miami being the fifth seed. Now he's responsible for everyone else's standing, especially teams on the Eastern Conference. Bro,
there was no pressure. There was no fans. There was no travel, man. We know how
it's ironic how your camera go out when you was about to talk this blasphemous about LeBron, so the people can see your face. I wish the people could see your face the way you're talking about LeBron and the Lakers.
The battery had went out. I don't know what the hell is going on with this thing.
LeBron James definitely deserves a statue in LA. I love how you just try to equate everything up to just that 2020 bubble championship. Like LeBron
What's the reason? I want to hear your logic.
I'm trying to explain the reason. Right, if you don't cut me off, I'm about to explain it. Did LeBron James not cut it, just entirely change the culture in LA? What type of winning environment did the Lakers have before LeBron came in 2019?
They don't have a winning environment now. I mean, what about the past 2 years? Like I said,
a world championship in 2 years ago, 3 years ago. What do you mean they don't have a winning environment?
I mean, all right. You want to call that a championship?
Wait a minute. If why is it that because the Lakers won it, it's not valid? But if your team would have won that bubble championship,
if my Brooklyn Nets would have won that, I would just all right. So that when the Toronto
Let me ask you a question because I didn't know you. I didn't know you back then. I didn't know you back then. Did you make any content asking the NBA not to play the games, to just suspend the whole season? Were you one of the ones that did not want them to return? Keep it real.
I didn't want them to suspend the whole season for the beginning. I didn't want them to do any of that nonsense. I thought
so. You wanted them to play. You wanted them to play. So I'm assuming that you
were the whole way. I didn't want them to suspend the season at all.
But they had to suspend it so that they announced that they was going to return to Florida in the bubble. I'm assuming you were excited to get basketball back since you just said you never wanted them to leave in the first place. But now because the Lakers won that championship that you were so excited to see played, it's not valid. Really?
I would say the same thing about my Brooklyn Nets. I would say the exact same thing about them.
Your Brooklyn Nets wasn't in the bubble, was it?
If they were, if they actually won a championship in that
bubble. Were the Brooklyn Nets in the bubble? We speaking facts tonight.
I'm just trying to show you that I'm not being biased or anything like that. You know, it's not, I'm not just getting on LeBron. You know, if it's just like a lockout season. I mean, really, let's say you had a lockout season and now they start playing within 40 games. I mean, I don't know. It depends on how you
every
look at it.
Team had experienced the same
part,
amount.
I agree with you, and then I disagree with you. You know, I do agree with you because even LeBron James said, like, hey, that was the actual toughest championship that they actually had to go through because they couldn't see their family members, you know, other couldn't see any chicks, any side chicks, whatever it is. LeBron,
you had to play basketball. You had to play basketball. Simple as that. Yeah. You had to play basketball. You could not use all these other things for your advantage or for a disadvantage of the opposition. Having the locker room too cold for the opposing team or too hot. All the little goofy stuff that happens in the league. None of that was going down.
Man. No, but we are. Let me ask you this. Go ahead.
What's that? No.
I mean, we already know how role players are affected by playing on the road versus playing at home. So you didn't really have no pressure on role players. And role players are really vital in terms of actually winning you championships, man.
When I first saw this, I thought it was kind of laughable, but I do want to get your opinion on this. Darwin Ham, first year head coach of the Lakers. I think he's doing a pretty good year. It was questionable. It's still questionable if the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. But even if they don't make the playoffs, I believe that Darwin Ham will survive and live on to coach the Lakers next year. But I saw someone with I don't know if it was a tweet or not, but they actually had Ime Udoka taking over the Lakers if Darwin Ham wasn't able to get this team into the playoffs. Could you see the Lakers getting rid of Darwin Ham after the first year if he don't make it?
He
may be a better fit.
I would never watch any of their games if they did some shit like that, man. Because if LeBron is not 100%, there's no way they can actually win. You can't win games when your best players are out hurt. You just can't do it. You can't say to D'Angelo Russell, I need you to replicate what LeBron James does. It's not going to happen, man. You know what I'm saying? So this season was on injuries, man. You can't put that on the coach.
I will agree. The Lakers had definitely experienced injuries this season. But let's not act like Darwin Ham didn't have samples. LeBron played. AD played. Yeah, I'm not saying he did a bad job. I'm not saying he did a bad job. But you don't think that Ime Udoka could immediately have more success than Darwin Ham? Nope. That's what it boils down to.
You need players, man.
When you're talking about
first of all, Udoka wants guys that can play defense. You know, and stay in front of that man. D'Angelo Russell is not a great defender. He's not going to be able to stay in front of him. I mean, you know, he expects you to guard. You know, he's not trying to send help. He's not trying to send rotations or anything like that. He expects you to actually play defense and guard your man. So I don't know, man. That's because Udoka is a no nonsense coach. I don't know how Anthony Davis would actually take that.
Who cares about what Anthony Davis is not the king. LeBron is the king.
You just, picked them up. You were just talking about like 5 minutes ago how great of a player you. And then you know,
no, he was the... what I'm saying was in 2020, Anthony Davis was ranked a top five player in the world, so he was going to get his money regardless.
That was nonsense. But go ahead.
Why people you had over AD when he got traded to the league?
I would take 15 or 20. If you started a team, how many players you would take over AD right now? You starting a team.
You gonna I'm put talking, a team together, I said 2020. I was so specific on the time.
Is Anthony Davis in your top five?
Now?
No, if you're going to put a team together, if you pick any NBA player, is Anthony Davis in your top five? No emotions?
In 2020, yes. In 2020, yes. He was above Giannis. He was above Nikola Jokic. It was KD, Kawhi, LeBron, AD.
You forgot about Steph Curry.
And Steph. About that's him. The five. That's
you would the take five. Over him. I mean, there's a lot of players you would take over him.
Clay.
Ja Morant. Ja Morant. Was he Hold was up. He still playing? Yeah. Take Ja Morant over him. Mind. Yes. You would take Jason
you would take
Tatum
Ja
over
Morant
him?
Over Anthony Davis.
Really. What? It's a guard-driven league. The rules benefit the guards.
Anthony Davis played point guard in high school.
He's not a point guard, man. I mean,
he played point guard in high school.
I know, but in the NBA, he's not a point. He's not a point
because he grew. Because he's 7 feet tall. That's because he grew.
But you said he can't play point guard. He's 7 feet tall. Giannis can play point. He can bring the ball up.
Who has better? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Because I've seen Giannis playing. We've seen,
wait. Who has better court vision? Who's a better quote unquote floor general, Giannis or AD?
I would say AD.
Really? By a landslide.
I would say AD, not by a landslide, but I would say AD.
Oh my! I would say God, AD, bro.
I would say AD. I mean, listen. You see, you're a Laker. Now, if I'm telling you, you would not be saying this if AD was on another team. I know you wouldn't, because there's like 20
Bro, I'm going off of New Orleans. I'm not even going off of the numbers from LA. I'm going off of his New Orleans Pelicans numbers. I'm going off of his Kentucky numbers.
He doesn't put pressure on your defense, man. Not like a Giannis, not like a Ja Morant, not like a Steph Curry, not like a LeBron James, not like a Kawhi. Not like a Kyrie Irving.
You
not
are
like a Luka Doncic. Nah, man,
there's
a lot. I'm not
bugging.
He just
what? Luka don't play no defense. Are you insane?
He still puts more pressure on the defense than offensively than AD does. He just does.
You said offensively?
Yeah, he puts more pressure on your defense than AD does. I'm sorry, AD gets the ball.
AD just had a 40-25 game the other night.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I gotta push buttons with him, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta poke at him, and I gotta push buttons.
We just
buttons
talked about Luka being a crybaby.
I know, but he still just puts more pressure on your defense than AD does, man. He gets downhill quickly. Well, not Luka, but you know, other players. I mean, like Giannis, you know, he just comes at you, man. So you would take Joel Embiid or you would take AD? There you go. See, look at your boy Anthony.
When? Listen are you asking your boy me Anthony now said. Or 2020? When?
Even 2020, I would take.
I'm
I would
taking
take
AD. AD was a top five player in 2020. And B was
to
not.
The media, man.
Giannis
you keep
was not.
Just being nerds that never played no damn basketball, man.
So I guess I wasn't watching basketball in 2020. That's what you're telling me. Nah. I wasn't watching basketball
That's
in 2020.
Why. You always going to be indebted to him because he's a Laker.
Unbelievable. Last question for tonight. Last question for tonight for Rashid and the Best of Seven Sports Talk, man. I got to ask you, I want to go back to your former guys, KD and Kyrie. They just played each other, I believe, last weekend, Dallas and Phoenix faced off. And the reports was Kevin Durant and Kyrie haven't spoken to each other since they left your team. Are you surprised that they haven't spoken to each other? You believe that? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, everything with KD, I don't think KD's lying. He's saying that, hey, he never came to, Kevin Durant, even talked to him about the trade, how it took him off guard. I mean, now, let's be for real. Kevin Durant wanted to be in Brooklyn. He signed the extension. He didn't sign the extension to get traded. He signed a 4-year extension because he wanted to be with the Nets organization. You know, and here you have Kyrie saying, like, yo, I'll never leave you. I got to be here for my boy Seven. I can't leave him. And then you go ahead. And and like I said, Kevin Durant needed to stick up for Kyrie more. And like I said, get in Joe Tsai's face and get in Sean Marks' face. And you're the best player on the, you know, on the team, man. And in one in the league, pretty much, damn near. So you had power, and he didn't really stick up for KD. I mean, for Kyrie. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be. But yeah, Kyrie said a lot of things. He was like, "Yo, I can't leave my boy number seven." He left him just out of nowhere. Wanted to be traded. AD, the best big man to paint. Nah, Joel is, man. Joel Embiid is a beast, man. I believe it took how long it took. What do you think about what Anthony's actually saying, man?
I'm surprised that they haven't spoken to each other, because I thought they both felt the disrespect that it was getting from the ownership of your organization. And I felt like they would have been happy wherever each of them landed.
KD wanted to stay. Yeah, he didn't want to leave.
No. That's Cat, bro. Stop lying.
He signed a 4-year extension. So why did he sign a 4-year extension?
I'm only speaking facts. Did Kevin Durant not demand a trade in the offseason? Yes or no?
Well, yeah, he did. But prior to that, the previous year he signed a 4-year extension to want to.
Did Kevin Durant request a trade? Did he request a trade?
Yes, he did.
You don't want to be. You don't request a trade from somewhere you want to be.
No. I agree with what you're saying, but you got to look at the situation. And what, like I said, Sean Marks had made a lot of bad roster decisions. I mean, they had Jeff Green. He didn't want to re-sign him. You had James Harden. You didn't want to re-sign. You didn't want to give him the money he was looking for. Even though for the next 4 years, if you even got 2 out of 4 championships, you know, that's a win-win-win right there, man. But Sean Marks was actually playing games. We went through this in the beginning of the show. You know, he's a bad general manager. He is. You know, I just look at all the – look, was it Jakob Poeltl? How he's actually helping the Toronto Raptors right now. They got him for nothing. We could have used him, you know? We could have used him.
As long as y'all have Ben Simmons, y'all would never be successful. That's just the bottom line. When you realize that, then...
Nah, man. I want to see him healthy first.
Ben Simmons is your problem.
To being 100%.
You seen him healthy. He put up 0 points.
Nope.
He put up 0 points.
And he had 13 assists, and they still won that game. They had 13 assists in that game, and they still.
How many games did Brooklyn win under Ben Simmons' tutelage when KD went down with that MCL injury? How was Brooklyn playing then? Kyrie was a hero.
Wasn't 100%. Seven, you said you hooped before, man. Come on, bro. Come on, man. We're supposed to be a little bit different than the ESPN nerds, because you played basketball before. And you know,
I don't understand why you want to constantly bring ESPN up, because people don't want to go with what you're saying.
That's who we're at war with, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not at war with ESPN.
Yeah, but there's guys there that never played basketball before.
That's fine. I don't care. I never even mentioned ESPN. You brought up ESPN. I go by the eye test. I've watched Ben Simmons play basketball, and Ben Simmons has been horrible.
He hasn't been hurt all year. Yes, he has. Hurt all year. Nah. He's been dealing with the knee injury all year. Nah. Yes, he has.
What was his excuse last year?
The MRI showed the inflammation in the back.
What was his excuse last year? What was his excuse last year?
He didn't play.
Why?
I don't know. Ask your boy Doc Rivers.
Ask Doc Rivers. Ask Joel Embiid and Doc Rivers.
I asked Doc.
That's the only doctor that you need to really know about Ben Simmons is Doc. He got exposed, bro. He got exposed, bro.
I feel you on because, that. I feel you on that. All right, so what about Kevin Durant? Hold on. What about the three bad games that KD had last year against Boston? What about that? That he got swept.
Wait a minute. You really want to sit here and talk about three games from KD? When you look at what KD has done to the organization that you represent, the Brooklyn Nets, look what KD has done for y'all. And you want to talk about three games last year against a team who went to the finals. Boston represented the Eastern Conference in the finals.
They lost collectively four games by 17 points. All four of those games were winnable. The first game one was by 1 point they lost. Winnable game. KD disappeared in the first three games. Literally disappeared in the first three games. I watched, this is my team. I watched them all the time. Every game since 1995. And KD disappeared. Literally. Same thing with Kyrie Irving. He had that one good game. Game one. Next three games, Kyrie Irving disappeared. Literally. Couldn't find him. So nobody's saying anything about that. You know? I mean, players have bad series. It happens.
Because it'd be ridiculous for someone to try to have a conversation about KD disappearing.
He disappeared?
Like, that'd be crazy, bro.
And Kyrie Irving, game three in the Milwaukee Bucks series, they lost 86-83. Kyrie Irving did not shoot in the last 8 minutes and 39 seconds of that fourth quarter. I was pulling my hair out. I said, don't fucking tell me I've been watching Kyrie Irving for 7 years that this man does not shoot in 8 minutes and 39 seconds and you only lost 3 points. You're telling me Kyrie Irving in 10 minutes, 8 minutes can't give me fucking 10 points?
So explain explain to me a guy who you consider as a three-time All-Star who's only shot three three-pointers all NBA career. You want to talk about no shooting? You want to talk about Kyrie not shooting? What about Ben Simmons?
He's a 7 foot point guard going against 6'3 guys. Why is he going
to
shoot?
What that got to do with shooting?
All right, so you're playing a 1v1 against Shaquille O'Neal. What do you want Shaq to do? Would you rather him post you up and dunk it on you or shoot the basketball?
I'm sorry. The NBA is not a one-on-one game.
No. But I'm saying, answer the question. You're deflecting now. If you're playing Shaq one-on-one, what do you want him shooting jumpers on you?
How am I deflected? I asked the question. You answered my question, but I'm deflected.
I'm answering your question. He's bailing the defense out by shooting. Even if he can't shoot, he's bailing the defense out by shooting against 6'2", 6'3 guys. I want Ben Simmons. I don't want him shooting. I don't want Ben Simmons shooting. I want him to take it down to the hole and attract double teams. If they don't double score on him, if they double team, pass it out to the open guy and get a shot. It's basketball simple.
So why is T walking away with 0 point games and 7 point games and 13 point games as a starter?
I did the video on that 0 point game, and every possession they were double teaming Ben Simmons. He had to get rid of
it. It was more than 1 0 point game this year. Why do you keep making it? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
What other ball and they double team him?
Let me ask you a question. Give me another All Star this season. Name me the last NBA All-Star you know that had a 0 point performance. Name me an NBA All-Star that's had two of them
again,
in the same
he's
season.
He's not 100%, man. He's
so what? Nobody's 100%. Everybody.
No. But that's a knee injury. Like I said, I'm going to give Kawhi a pass. I'm going to give any player that's dealing with a lower extremity injury, foot, knee, ankle, I'm going to give them a pass.
You just crucified AD and LeBron. Where do you think that injury stemmed from?
I crucified them somewhat. I'm not crucifying LeBron. I stuck up for LeBron. I said the ownership of the Lakers are horrible, and they didn't give him the help. And then Jeannie Buss has too many chiefs in there. There's no structure, and you can't put that all on LeBron. You just can't. I said that already. You can't put that all on LeBron. It starts from the top, and Jeannie Buss is a horrible owner. She is.
It's my brother, man, Rasheed White, man. Sports to the Wire. Make sure y'all check out my dog, Rasheed White, Sports to the Wire on YouTube. Look it up. Subscribe now. Episode 163 is now officially in the books, man. Seven Mitchell, this is Best of Seven Sports Talk. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight on the late night, man. It's definitely good to be back in the mix. Salute again to the NBA community. Make sure you guys smash that like button, subscribe to the channel. If you're new, definitely catch you guys on tomorrow's live stream. Make sure you guys, again, support my brother, Rasheed White, doing his thing with the NBA content. Shout out to him. Shout out to his partner in crime as well, Burt. That's Sports to the Wire here on YouTube. Big up to my dog, Anthony, as always, man. As he said, like, comment, and subscribe to the platform. Y'all stay safe. And I catch you guys tomorrow. We are
out. All right. Peace out, everyone. Peace.
Peace, people. Oh, dope. All right, man. I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media, as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.